This is the Enigma Sep. I was your boy Enigma September, and I'm sitting here with DJ Headphones in the building. What's you? Good?
What's happening?
No doubt.
I'm so hyper right now.
It looks like it.
I am.
For those who watch on YouTube, y'all can see how excited DJ Headphones is.
I'm right now. It wasn't even the chocolate chip cookie I had. I'm just hyper on.
Yeah. Well, it may be that sugar too. It might be that sugar too. Yo, so I'm gonna give a disclaimer. Without this thing, first I'm gonna give some exciting news in regards to this interview. This interview is very special in that I'm going and announce it to the world. Not to the world, but people know. But announce it to those watching Enigma Sep Hour. DJ Headphones is a transgender DJ.
That I am.
Transitioning from a born female to a male.
Mm-hmm.
So in that regard, and because I knew DJ Trans Phones. I mean, Trans
Phones. Hey!
The transphobia is just flaring already. Jeez. Okay. So because I'm old, I'm ignorant, and I knew DJ Headphones before he started transitioning, I'm going to ask you to please forgive me, and my audience please forgive me if the pronoun she comes out of my mouth. I'm going to try my best. I do recognize you as who you are, as a male, as he.
I appreciate it. New disclaimer, I'm not a complete a-hole about the situation, because I know, like, off rip, people aren't going to know. Like, until I'm just, like, until I start talking, because, like, before, I always wanted to be.
Right.
Like, ever.
Right.
Like, it was like a low, but high-pitched, squeaky, awkward voice. I don't even know what to call it for it. It was there, though.
Right.
It was there. But, like, a lot of times or whatever, especially people who I haven't seen in a while, you know, they don't know.
Right.
So, it's like, I can't just be like, oh, it's going to be like, I can't do that.
Right.
I can't do
so
that.
I just want you to put this claim out there.
Oh, yeah.
So, if it happens, blame it on my mind, being an old-ass man, and not my heart, because I do respect and understand the situation. So, and that's why I have you on the show. And also, too, apologies to Chachi. I know I said I tried to get a female DJ, and that didn't happen.
I mean, listen, you tried your best.
I tried. It didn't work out. But,
I came close, but you know.
That's a joke, people. That's a joke. Please understand, that's a joke. Anyway, this is the Enigma Sep Hour that's powered by the Freedom Train Network, giving you a platform for voices everywhere. Shout out to Joe and Pat. Matter of fact, happy belated to Pat. His birthday was on St. Patrick's Day.
What?
Shout out to his mom, my aunt.
Yes,
but name her son Patrick for being born on St. Patrick's Day. You're going to kill me later. Also, too, speaking of Joe, well, actually, before I get into that, remember, if you listen to the YouTube joint, make sure that you leave a comment, like, share, subscribe, hit that bell, like DJ A to the L said last week. Ring my bell. Do that. Also, too, if you're watching from the YouTube, make sure to check out this episode and all the other past 32 episodes at www.freedomtrainradio. As well, you can search the Enigma Sep Hour or Freedom Train Radio presents the Enigma Sep Hour on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher, and pretty much any podcast holder. Just search the Enigma Sep Hour, and you can check out all the past episodes, catch up. Also, real quick, speaking of my man Joe, released this book, On the Shoulder of Giants, Volume 3, South America. You know what I'm saying? Got his name in big bold letters, Joseph Ward. You know what I mean? My man's doing his bit and letting us know about knowledge about being black people in America and keeping up to it. Again, this is Volume 3, so you got other two volumes. Support those that support you. You know what I'm saying? He's the reason. Yeah. Actually, you know what? I really think I got a second one coming. I don't know. I think I got two. We're going to see. If I do, then I'm just going to share it with somebody. Check it out on the YouTube. Again, On the Shoulders of Giant, Volume 3, South America by Joseph Ward. Y'all make sure to check that out. Again, he's part of the reason why I'm even giving you this podcast. He's the reason how we linked up and started this for Freedom Train Radio. Freedom Train Radio and the Freedom Train Network. So yeah, man, support those, support you. So, speaking of, shout out to my man Tarif Knockout. He just dropped his video today for Clarity. Another banger, you know what I'm saying? So, because of that, I'm gonna go ahead and play that track. So, yeah, we get into it like this real quick. This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby.
Lord, I need some clarity, clarity. Peace, love, and prosperity, clarity. With the fame, cause popularity, clarity. Evil ones that breed jealousy, jealousy. Lord, I need some clarity, clarity. Peace, love, and prosperity, clarity. With the fame, cause popularity, clarity. This weekend, you gon' remember me, remember me. Man of the century, where's my cover on time? To these mediocre minds, I'm like a young Einstein. With no cosign, man, I bet I outrhyme more than half of mankind. Man, your girl is too fine. She said I got next, and if not, the truth lied. I'm like a bird or a plane, better look up in the sky. Told my past life goodbye anytime that I write. There ain't no kryptonite, they play my songs in Dubai. I was born for these snares, I was made for your ears. They calling me the people's champ, you think that Ali up in here. I'm watching for the throne as I'm sitting in this chair. I'm so far gone, damn you MC Squared. Lord, I need some clarity, clarity. Peace, love, and prosperity, clarity. With the fame, cause popularity, clarity. Evil ones that breed jealousy, jealousy. Lord, I need some clarity, clarity. Peace, love, and prosperity, clarity. With the fame, cause popularity, clarity. This weekend, you gon' remember me, remember me. Lord, I need some clarity, clarity. Peace, love, and prosperity, clarity. With the fame, cause popularity, clarity. Evil ones that breed jealousy. Staying in my lane, giving this game all I got. I'm doing all I can, dribbled out the final clock. We cutting down them nets, then I'm focused on the next. Florida hot like 9-7, drop them bombs, fuck flex. Life is just a test where you caught up in the hex. I'm shopping up in Target and my fans wanna pick. I'm living out my dream, never following no script. Chick-fil-A open on Sunday, no, that don't make no sense. I done seen the worst, went from Spam to the Lamb. Tell LeBron James, play this on his Instagram. My family plotting, no time for parasites. I fantasize my afterlife, these paradigms of paradise. Oh Lord, I need some clarity, clarity. Peace, love, and prosperity, clarity. With the fame, cause popularity, clarity. Evil ones that breed jealousy, jealousy. Lord, I need some clarity, clarity. Peace, love, and prosperity, clarity. With the fame, cause popularity, clarity. This weekend, you gon' remember me, remember me. Lord, I need some clarity, clarity. Love and prosperity, clarity. With the fame, cause popularity, clarity. Evil ones that breed jealousy, jealousy. Lord, I need some. Oh Lord, I need some. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. Tarif Knockout, Knockout, Knockout. Local rapper part one, part one, part one.
All right, this is the Enigma Self Hour. Sitting here with DJ Headphones.
Yep.
And that was my man Tarif Knockouts with Clarity. And you gotta make sure, okay, just wanna make sure I didn't mute myself and end up missing half the podcast. That would be horrible. That
horrible, would be bad, disappointing.
Right.
I mean, I could.
It's happened before.
Oh, blessed be the rock.
It has happened before. I've sat here and ran through most of the podcast, and yeah. No, a door happened. I muted myself through the first half. So this half that I'm doing now, like all this was muted. The MC, I think it was Chad Rhymes, he came through. I found out I had muted myself after like halfway through. So what I did was I did his interview first and then the first half second.
I mean, so if you made it work out.
Yeah, so if you watch, if y'all go check out Chad Rhymes' podcast, his episode, it's probably one of the early ones in the 10s, or in the ones, like probably episode 4 or something. If you check out Chad Rhymes' episode, yeah, you'll notice the interview came first, and then I went into the news and events or whatever. So anyway, we're going to get into the news. Something very recent just found out today, apparently happened yesterday. Megan Thee Stallion, Houston rapper, her mom passed away yesterday. Apparently, her mom was a manager, and it was credited that her mom also, too, was a rapper, went by Hollywood, you know what I'm saying, back in the day. And was really instrumental in Hollywood making the Stallion getting into the game. So yeah, RIP to her mom, you know what I'm saying, being a soldier in the hip hop game, and hopefully, you know, making the Stallion keep her head up. Apparently she has dropped the single yesterday and then found out, you know, it was sudden. That's always sad, especially being, you know, it's not expected. You know what I mean? So also too, in the meantime, while we here, peace and blessings to my mama. She on the road right now, coming up here. So I pray she stays safe. Losing a parent, especially your mother, is difficult, and that's something you get over. So yeah, man, hopefully that give Megan, she, you know what I'm saying, she kinda on the come up right now. I think she's one of the up and coming in particular female MCs that people are kinda looking to, you know what I'm saying, to take that spot. But I mean, join the ranks, if you will.
For some reason, they put in the works. But a lot of women have been coming up.
I think you're right. I think in regards to putting in the work, I think there was that time where it was real quiet, where all you had was Nikki. But I think because of that a lot of female MCs, like, decide to step up. So, yeah. You know what I'm saying? From Tierra Whack to, what's all? I can't think of the names right now. Tierra Whack, she was our favorite. It's another one. Golly, I think it's kind of a dude name. I can't think of it.
What, Dreezy?
Not Dreezy.
I ain't gonna lie. Because when I first heard Dreezy, I was like, wait.
Rico Nasty. I like Rico Nasty.
I love her.
Yeah, I that's love what her. You go nasty, you got hair whack, you got no name.
Doja Cat did that song to Tears for Mare.
Yeah.
You know, like, it is like the most, it is one of the most funniest, most like nostalgic, but it's a nostalgic song.
Right.
And video.
Right.
Because like the way that they did the video or whatever, and like in, compared to like with the song and everything like that, it was like goofy and it was fun. It's like a lot of people were like, I don't like it. I'm like, because you weren't up and
right.
You weren't there.
Or a lot of people just don't, they don't appreciate being lighthearted about songs. People just want
you either have to shake your ass, you have to talk about how much money you get.
Right.
Like, let this woman talk about cows and stuff,
right.
All right? Like,
right.
Like, because the thing is, ain't nobody, you know, not Will Smith for doing it.
Right, he did,
like,
a lot of
he
stuff.
He did a lot of lighthearted stuff.
But I said, not take it back per se. He did a lot of lighthearted stuff. But I do think for a while, some people did kind of disregard his pain game because it was kind of like, oh, he's the parents don't understand guy, or he's the Freddie on hell with y'all, you know, summertime, right? So it's not until later that people was like, yo, he was kind of spitting when it was him. Now, the later tracks, when he came Will Smith, that was Jay-Z and Nas. But when he was the Fresh Prince with Jazzy Jeff, like, it was killing it.
Oh, killing the game.
Right.
And I was all the way here for it. So, like, once I heard that song, I'm like, what?
Right.
What is this?
That's what I like. It's like, it's lighthearted, but it's still a joke. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. So, like, you're spitting hard bars, but they're funny. Like,
exactly.
I'm
exactly.
Like, you're literally getting the best of both worlds. Right. So you don't always have to hear about people getting shot. Like, I mean, have you seen the news? Can we just, like, relax a little bit?
Right.
Like,
right.
Ease up, fam. We good.
Right.
We need something that's going to make us smile. Not something that's going to make us be like, you know what? I'm going to lock all of my doors because I don't feel safe.
Right.
Like, you don't need that on the sound. Like, well, I don't want to, like, listen to music and feel paranoid 24/7.
Right. So, shout out all the female MCs that's kicking it with us. Continue on. I typically like female rappers anyway. Not in that sense, but just because I figure they dope. So.
They dope and they look good too. Like,
right.
Let's just throw that out there.
Right.
Like, man's going to be a man. A lot of them are gorgeous.
Right.
All
right.
But the thing is, you see them, it's just like, oh, pretty face. And then you hear them go,
she
real.
Right.
We like things like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't always have to talk about your ass things. We can see it.
Yeah, please. For real. Chill out. But going to other stuff, reported by YBN, Almighty J getting robbed in the Bronx. last week. Well, apparently, whatever, if you disagree with how Jay Prince went about getting it, he got it, and the chain is back. Now, but his face is still jacked up forever, but got the chain back. So
you got to take a deal with the bad, I guess.
Exactly. So we got that. Also, too, speaking of losing things, all MySpace rappers, if you posted songs on MySpace from 2003 to 2015, your shit is done. It's a wrap.
Well, you know what? Sounds like you got to set them bars up.
Right? Yeah, so, yeah, if you thought you were going to tell your kids about how you were killing on MySpace back in 2004.
I hope you got them files.
I hope you got it, bro. So it's a wrap. Apparently, there was an issue when MySpace was trying to transfer their data, I guess, between servers, and all of the songs are done. Now, granted, I hit my cousin up about it. Shout out to Raven October. And I think we did have one or two songs that was just sold on our MySpace page. So we may have even been victim to that. But the rest, the whole other 184 songs that us and our crew recorded, you can find that on SoundClick. Hopefully SoundClick don't try to switch their server up. That would be tragic.
Go ahead and transfer to SoundCloud.
True. I transferred some of them, but...
I'm not saying just keep the other ones for the stuff.
Yeah, Raven, he got the folks share of it. I know my man Dermo got them because he got everything. Dermo got everything.
Everything?
Everything. Yeah, show up like, hey, remember report this in 03? Like, bro, I don't even know what this is.
I'm about to say, how's that? There it is.
Right. Right.
Oh,
that's yeah. Yo,
I have
those. Yeah, now Derm is that dude that he's a pet rat in a good way though. It works out. So again, it's a wrap, D. Wrap it up. Your career, your MySpace career is officially over. Also, too, apparently, one of my favorite rappers, definitely top five out of the class. Matter of fact, top two. Out of the class of 09. J. Cole, okay, number one, Kendrick. Kendrick's my top five, period. So, he's number one. J. Cole, number two, Drake. I would say it's number three, even despite the ghostwriting claims. I still put him third favorite. I mean, every album there's
have a love hate relationship.
Right.
And we just go leave it
at. Oh, you know why? Because I go and do some research. I think we already knew this, but probably forgot.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, you know what I'm saying? We September Libras.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
26, 27. So,
yeah.
Me and Drake is a Scorpio. Yeah. It's always going to be a love-hate relationship. Shout out to my baby Mackenzie, my daughter, who's also a Scorpio. And my dad. My dad was a Scorpio. So, yeah. Yeah. Nah, it is what it is. I was like, out of all things, I would have a daughter that's a Scorpio. That's what
happened. I feel like...
Should have been messing around Valentine's Day.
You know what? That's
what right. Should have did it around Christmas like my parents did.
That part. Jeez.
So, yeah.
Come on now. You know,
well, your parents
January.
Yeah.
January. Okay, we're going to pass that.
They was getting it on somewhere around Christmas, New Year's. Gaga! There you go. This was the best people in the world. September Libras are the best. You already know that.
Real quick, shout out to my sister because she is on the 28th.
Hey, yo, September Libras are the best. I'm gonna keep
on
all day on God.
Cap
on God.
No cap. No cap. Hands down.
Nah cap. Y'all see how I did that? Exactly. Nah cap. All right. That's how we doing it. September Libras are the best. No, you know what tripped me out? Oh, who is Sabrina Bolton?
That is my mom.
And, oh, hi, Mom.
What's up, Mom?
I just said how you got a prank day during Christmas. Hey. I didn't know. Swift F, clearly she did. Yeah, she did it. Wow. Yeah. So, hey, Mom. What's good? What's going on?
My mom.
Christmas present? Got you there. Yo.
Good This is why I think we became
the same room. Hey, we wild.
But we're the greatest, most horrible people.
Gotta have a balance. It's a balance. Oh, it's always a balance act. Okay. But we go back to, I think he's Aquarius. That's probably why I like him. Damn, J. Cole. He's on the cover of GQ.
Oh, yeah.
Looking like a successful single mom in the 70s.
You know what?
Those, the Jesus sandals.
First of all, let that man be great.
Yo, a man had the hip action going on. I think that was what you know.
Y'all weren't ready for him. That's what that was.
He was ready. I guess he been on the wall.
Like you chill guard and whatnot, but when you get EQ, they push you into something a little different.
He should have been like, hey, look, man, y'all got a pullover, a sweater, or something?
Not
like,
even.
Y'all got me looking like Forrest Gump mom in the 60s, bro. What's, yo, what's good? Life's like a box of chocolate.
Well, you know what you got there.
You know what I'm saying? That's what Mom Deuce was wearing in Christmas back in... back in 87, it was good. No, I said back in 89, Christmas 89. Yo, I remember Christmas 89. Mama. Hey. Hey, yo. That was a good Christmas.
And we're here.
We are here. That was a good Christmas. I ain't gonna front.
Okay.
Yo. All right. It's good. Also, too, shout out to J. Cole. He also said that he's probably gonna be forced to. And next album have features, just so he can end the whole platinum with no features talk that the J. Cole stands tend to throw in people's faces. So
yeah, I mean, not for nothing though. Like, if even when he doesn't have features, he's still great.
Right. But that's the thing about it. I guess if you want to say like
great, and honestly, like whether he has features or doesn't have features, that's not going to take away from the fact that he's great.
Right,
like,
right.
Period, point blank. But, J. Cole doesn't have your features. Okay, and?
Well, I think that is the other thing. It's the other way around. It was like people, like his fans, like, yo, J. Cole don't have no features. So he just kind of like, let me kill that, because now it's coming almost like a joke to other people.
Yeah.
That, well, being a J. Cole fan is already a joke, which is,
yeah.
Honestly, well, forget y'all. Ooh, sorry, Mama. No, but, yeah.
Mom, you knew this before. Like, we even had this conversation real quick. I love you. I do. But let's be real about this, Mom. We had a conversation. It was me and my sister and my sister-in-law. We went to go visit my mom.
Yeah.
And it was great. And all of us cursed like sailors.
Hey.
Maybe worse. Not going to lie. But the thing is, we were trying to hold in every word, every time when we were around Mom.
Right.
And the moment she walked away, we just, like, shoot them out.
Right.
And then, like, we ended up going to, because we were in Albany, Georgia, and we went to the Ray Charles.
We went
there, and they had, like, a river walk or whatever that was, like, by the Flint, not the one that you tell. Yeah, we went by there, whatever. We just, like, sitting by the dock, having a good time. And I'm just like, I forgot what was said. I'm like, shit, we're fine. Like, it's hard. Okay? I've been holding things in. Like, I can't do it.
Right.
We apologize. But you was coming.
Right. Yeah, so. Mom, like, why y'all talking about me? When did I become a topic?
I mean, just now.
Yeah, it is what it is. This is what happened.
It happened.
Yo. Also, too, I want to get to last week. I guess I ain't want to be cliche. Because the next topic is going to be cliche. So, hey, who cares? But apparently there's beef in the world of team clear people. And not between Seth and A to the L. But between Yellow Wolf. And Post Malone, Yellow Wolf shot some darts at apparently all white rappers, not named Eminem, for obvious reasons.
Right.
But apparently Post Malone got the bulk of it. And Post Malone made a comment, Yellow Wolf made a comment back, and that's where we stand. I'll say off top, I am probably team Yellow Wolf just because I think Post Malone is a plant, an industry plant. So
I thought he was true.
Hmm?
I honestly thought Post Malone was a joke.
Yeah.
Like, when he first, like, him and Lil Yachty, when they came out, when their first, like, songs came out,
oh, yeah,
I'm like,
that can be
this is a Vine joke.
Right, right.
Right. Everybody had like their minds or whatever behind it, whatever. You just like making like little like, you know, videos to them. Like, ha, this is funny. This
right, is right, right.
All
right,
cool. Wait, hold on. They're making music. What you mean they make
right.
music? That's a negative. So no, throw them away.
I feel a way because so like I understand the ideal of not being stuck in the genre, but on the flip side, I get that. But when you like you do rap music, but then you don't do rap music, like man, get the fuck out of here, bro.
Not even that. Like I saw it was something that he had said or whatever, Post Malone or whatever.
Right.
He had said something on an interview or like behind cameras because you know for some odd reason they feel like their lives aren't being, you know.
Film and everybody
watching,
right.
And he made a statement about, like, if you want to hear, like, real music or whatever, don't listen to rap.
Right. Like, stuff like that, I can't deal with.
But you made rap music to get to where you are.
Exactly.
You, my friend, are trash.
Exactly.
And then at the end, he kind of looked like trash, too.
Exactly.
Not for nothing, because, like, when he first came out, he, like, looked somewhat decent. I was kind of, like, sketch on, like, the fact that he had braids in, because I was, like, just...
You know, white guy with braids.
Let it
go. Right.
Like, we honestly gave that to a couple people back in the day.
Justin Timberlake.
And
they were still getting it torn up.
Justin Timberlake is a hit or miss. he's a hit or miss.
Well, let me get into this. Post Malone can, whatever, he can go do something else. But then we're getting this topic before we get to the next track. Kodak Black and Young Ma.
Okay.
M.A.
I literally had to like.
So,
I literally just
know,
made a comment on this on Facebook.
So, Kodak Black, apparently has an infatuation for Young M.A. despite the fact that she is
clearly
a lesbian. Thug lesbian, that,
yes.
I can say that.
Yes.
But apparently, Kodak Black, because she got a split between her legs, doesn't matter, and he has claimed that he wants to get with her. Now,
that's
first
so
of all,
weird.
I know for me, like, I usually respect those who, not usually, like, I respect those who have that, you know, say, look, I am this person or whatever. Right. And also, too, I mean, she comes up masculine. You know what I'm saying? And for me, I just don't have an attraction to anyone that's masculine, male or female. You know what I'm saying? Definitely have attraction to any male, just to let that be clarified. But especially anybody that's being masculine, like,
It's not your thing. And that's understandable. Like before you even got into what happened, I was already like, you're already
there. Right.
Because the thing is, I literally had to, like, map out why, because, like, there was a guy who had posted and whatever, and he was like, I don't understand the issue. And I was like, okay, breathe. This is what we're going to do.
Right.
I'm going to explain to you the situation, okay? Here it is. You have this very masculine stud woman. Everything that she says, it literally...
Male.
Not even that. Everything she was like, when I first heard Young and May, I thought it was a dude,
right,
okay?
Right.
I thought it was a dude. And then I looked at the video, and then I saw the name, and I'm like, what? Like, I was so confused. Mind blown.
Right.
But the thing is, like, as a masculine female, a lot of times, even, like, before I transitioned,
right.
I have had the same issues.
Right.
And the thing that makes this, like, a thing, period, is the fact that she's famous.
Right.
And she was tried on the same level as every other lesbian, especially
right.
every other, like, masculine lesbian, feminine, like, it doesn't matter. Like, every lesbian has one of these stories. And it's sad because that is the thing.
Now, I don't know, my thing is, too, is with the, at least in my eyes, the problem with Kodak Black doing that is that he reduces her down to her private part,
right.
to a pussy.
Yeah.
His whole thing is, she got a pussy. She's meant to be penetrated, and it's like, nah, bro. Like, she's more than that. There's levels to her. First of all, anybody should just be looking at, like, I just want to fuck.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's the issue. And then second, to see that this is somebody, and all you see is that, as opposed to looking at her character, you know, how she presents herself, what she says she wants and what she likes,
and who she is as a person altogether.
Right. You're not seeing her personhood. You're just seeing somebody who you can stick your dick in, and that's just ignorant. Now, I do think Kodak Black is smart, but I think he's undereducated in that regard. I just don't think, you know what I'm saying, he just... I think, because some people low-key... And that's what she said. She said he weird. You know what I mean?
Why, because how is it that you're a straight man? You keep talking about, oh, like you should be, you should want to be penetrated, blah, blah, blah. But the thing is, it's like, you're just like, you're, he's literally the kind of guy to be like, oh, well, like you dress like that, you doing all that, you want to be a man, you want to be a man. But,
right.
I still want to fuck.
Right. Like, right. It's like, that's for me. That's what you know, like, if you want to have sex with a masculine female, that almost made me think,
so you wouldn't mind having sex with a dude?
Almost. Now, granted, I know the spectrum and all the other stuff, so that doesn't necessarily mean it's true. But if you're ignorant enough to think that you can fuck MA, maybe ignorant enough to think, hey, I'll fuck anybody that wear
mad clothes. My thing is, like, you get, I feel like if he got even close to her in that way, she's not going to be the one getting fucked that night.
Yo, good point. Good point.
For real. Listen, I look at him like, yeah, you remember that little jig?
Yeah. We got you
right now.
Yo, all right. On that show, we're going to the next track. My man, Daquan, he got his new single this week. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man. You can find him on my last project I dropped, Super Enigma. This is Daquan with No Time on the Enigma Self Hour. You got, but you do got time, baby. You do got time.
I remember. Whoa. Now it's all but a memory. Whoa. Where I'm going, you can't come. I just hope they all remember me. Yeah. As the one that went and got it. Skirt. Out the mud, through the mosh pit. Yeah. Cargo to the cockpit. Yeah. Talk about me, I'm the topic. Be best wherever I go. I don't trust none of you, though. Nobody. I give my heart, it got broke. Yeah. Never let no one get close. Yeah. Cool with your bro hand, when they lend a hand, ever since the hands, I bounce on them like jigga man, jigga what, jigga who, don't play me for a jigga poo, heard them say I can't do it, heard them say I never make it, just projecting they fears, cause they never had the faith to make it, got no time to play, I'm trying to get it. Each and every way, all day. Y'all spend half your life away, kidding. I'm grinding, trying to make it to a million from dust to the clouds. Nigga, I'm coming up now. Nigga, I'ma stay here while she digging me now. Is that the way that it goes? Too late, you'll never get close. I remember didn't have a dresser. Counting pennies, but the handbrake'll help her. Now the homies out here buying houses. New car, new job, spouses. That's black, excellent, veto. I just caught a body on the beat, though. Running through the game without a cheat code. And one, and I hit the free throw. Yeah. 99 butterscotch, 100 proof, shot after shot, no flu. And I hit the money bar too, drinking with my dog, alley-oop. Rolling through the city with the troops, blue dreaming, don't sleep on my crew. Four door driving like a coupe, my cousin in the back, but he don't wear blue. We was young, so young. Couple cold winners, cool your temper. Now I'm all about the Benjamins. Got love for my mama, cause my you a real one. I ain't want that old thing, plus my new thing make you look like a toe ring. Came here to get a whole lot. I don't want the car, I want the car lot. I want the car lot. Whoa. I want the car lot. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah.
This is the Enigma Self. I was your boy, Enigma Self Timber. That was my man, Daquan, with No Time. But you got time. That's why you're listening now to the Enigma Self Hour. Again, you those on YouTube, you want to hear the songs, the podcast will be out on Monday. So you can check it out at www.freedomtrainradio.com. And before then, if you want to check out the other episodes, you can do that to catch up. So, without further ado, somebody I've known for a good little minute, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I might do it again. He bucked out of town, then came back, and now setting up gigs and doing his thing.
I'm back.
One and only DJ Headphones. What's good?
You.
Glad to have you here.
What?
You know what I mean?
You gotta be here.
Already wild. So I gotta get off top. Like, when did the whole DJ thing pop off?
See what happened was, and the way that my life is set up,
right?
It threw something. No, but the thing is, like, for years on top of years on top of years, I've always wanted to DJ, right?
Right.
Ever since I was a kid, and you can ask Mom and
Miss Bolton.
Yeah, feel me. But actually, no, we back to towns now. Yeah, she back to town. She ain't Bolton no more.
Okay, Miss Towns, so I apologize.
You know, worry about that later. But no, ever since I was a little one, whatever, I love music. I wanted to do music. I wanted to dance. I wanted to DJ. I wanted to do everything.
Right.
I've done it. But the thing is, like, as I got older and whatnot, I started, like, dipping and dabbling and stuff. And then, like, growing up, I, you know, watched DJs and whatnot. Because I remember we used to go to Picnic in the Park at Tom Brown Park.
Yeah. You had to be a jit, yo.
I was a jit.
Damn. Yeah. Dumb jit. Cause I was, like, 95, 96.
I was about 5'6".
Right, right.
Yeah. Jit. If you ever, like, if you, like, recollect seeing, like, a little person just walking on stage back and forth, yeah. Like, I would always hang out with the DJs or whatever. I watched what they did, and I'm like, I want to do that.
Right.
Like, ever since then, I was I want to do
that. Right.
Like, I was obsessed. Like, I was super obsessed. Like, I got older, of course, because, you know, you have to grow. And, my dad helped me out. He got me a laptop and, like, some stuff, you know, just to start off. And in between, like, dealing with different things or whatever, like, my laptop got stolen. All of my stuff got stolen. Like, I had, like, a whole bunch of beats and whatnot.
Right.
Gone.
Wow.
Wiped out. Like, between stolen laptops, broken laptops, like, it was, like, a whole bunch of things. It just wasn't working out.
Yeah.
So then later on or whatever, like, think it was either sometime last year, early this year. No, it was definitely last year because this year is still early. So, I went to 926 or whatever, and, you know, like, they, because I always posted stuff about DJs and stuff like that and things I wanted to do. And one of the guys up there had actually said, it was like, you know, like, we're doing something on Wednesdays if you want to come, you know, try something out. Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So I was like, yeah, no, I'm down for it. Now, keep in mind, like, all my stuff has been broken.
Right.
I hadn't even got a chance to even, like, attempt to practice or nothing.
Right.
So I'm basically just going off the top of the head with everything that I was going to do. So I went there. I had a board. My board wasn't compatible with their setup.
Wow.
So
that sucked.
So hard. So I was like, you know what, I'll just, you know, like, help out, you know, like, watch how things are done, things like that. And then later on, talked to my dad about it. He was like, oh, so you're serious about this?
Right.
Like, you have not let it go. Well, just call me, we're going to go to the guitar center. Went to the guitar center, he got me my first, like, real setup,
right,
whatever, and I played with it when I was at the house, and I was, like, you know, doing a little stuff here and there. And they was like, you know, you just come back next Wednesday.
Okay.
So I went back, you know, the following Wednesday, and I did it for the first time. I was like my transitions just, like, sucked hard.
Right.
It was all horrible. Like, I'm not even going to sit here and act like, oh, I did a great job. No, I know when I messed up. Like, I had the music, I had the idea, but when it comes to configuration between the laptop and the board, I was like,
it was a learning experience. Right.
This is what Wednesday is for.
Right.
This is definitely what Wednesday is for. But the thing is, like, slowly but surely, whatever, I started going or whatever on the Wednesdays, and I was practicing at home and, like, you know, trying to get up a little bit. I was like, all right, you know, I'm getting a little bit better at this. And it was one Wednesday or whatever, you know, like, I was doing it and everything like that. And then I was like, all right, great set. So then I went back on a Friday. Or whatever, because in between this time, at this point in time, now they're just like, why don't you be here on Friday?
Right.
Why don't you be here on Friday? I was like, Friday's not my night. Wednesday's not my night. Friday's not my night. I can't do it on Friday. You want me here on Friday to talk to you people? Because right now, I can't do it, and I think, I ain't gonna lie, I'd probably shit my pants if I had to do it on Friday. So, I mean, like, I appreciate y'all for loving me and stuff, but she's tough. Like, I'm not ready for that.
Right.
But it was one Wednesday or whatever. Had to, you know, had to get, went down on Friday, and They kept telling me, he was like, hey, go talk to this person. Go talk to that person. All right. So I'm like looking clueless. I'm just like what?
See, Libra be indecisive.
Well,
like, oh,
should I go talk to
right.
I don't like surprises. Right. I'm going through all kinds of emotions.
See, Libra, and whatnot. I already know.
But, so I, I went to go talk to this guy named John. John is one of the managers at 926. John was like, go talk to Carl. I was like, okay, cool. I go talk to Carl. Carl right. is the owner of 926. So,
that's not 926. That's
fire. Love y'all. Love all of y'all. So I talked to, Carl or whatever, and he was like, hey, do you mind, coming to audition for Friday? I was like, sure, I got time in between this day. He was like, no, like, y'all want you to be here on Friday.
You're in there with a shark.
Like, hey, you finna get to it. Like, for real? Like, for real? Like, I gotta get my shit together for real now. Like, I gotta find, like, all the music. What do people listen to? I don't know. I'm thinking off the top of my head for everything. Shit. So I'm like, right. I was trying to, like, over prepare myself or whatever. I went there and I had maybe like two or three drinks to like ease my nerves, mm-hmm. and I was like, okay, I'm good. And then he was like, all right, you're on in 3 minutes after the song goes off. I'm like, okay, oh shit, what's on? So I'm like,
I know you're a September Libra.
Yeah.
I know you're overthinking. You like, yo,
what
if this happens? What if that happens?
That's all it is. While looking for music.
Right, that's all we do.
I'm nervous as fuck, bro. I was like, all right, bet. I started doing it. I'm like, okay, we're doing okay. My laptop was acting the ass right before it happened. Mm. It was like a whole bunch of stuff, whatever. But like overall, it was decent.
Yeah,
it was decent. And then like my friends were coming, and it was like, oh my god. I'm like, hey, shut up. I got shit to do. Sorry. Fuck. Give me a drink. Swear that was my entire energy all night. Until the end, I was just like, and then they was like, so how'd he do? He fucking sucked.
Wow.
He was like, nah, you did okay. And then I was like, okay, so like, is he gonna do it on like every Friday? Nah, but we're definitely gonna put him in rotation. I'm like,
Yeah.
That was new for me. Shit, I didn't even know that. What? Me and my friends getting excited at the same time. He was looking like,
nah.
No. This is amazing. I like it.
Right.
Do this again. So, like, yeah. And it went from, I think I had the third Friday of the month, and now I'm there the first, second, and fourth, and occasionally the fifth Friday.
Okay.
At 926.
Yo, the come up then. You game. 926.
What?
Whose birthday is 926?
What? I'm trying to tell you.
What?
And that's fake. Exactly where I was. I was at 926. At 926. On 926. Y'all can't tell me. I was super happy, dog. I was like, what? And the thing is, I was born on a Wednesday.
Right.
And it was Wednesday night.
That you
was. That was there.
Right.
So I was like, and they was like, hey, by the way, you can have the night off. I'm like, for real? So I'm not doing nothing. And it was like a great time. I loved it. I fucking loved it. And then like ever since then or whatever, like occasionally even like people from the bar, people who like, like come in passing or whatever, like even like people who did like Fight Squad or Uber Eats or whatever, because I still work at another job or whatever, and they'll come through there and they'll be like, hey, here's the one shit in that. So I was like, you don't have to whisper. They are
right. Nothing. Yeah, it's not a secret.
Like, it's not a secret. It's nothing.
Not Batman out here. Like,
for real, though, man. I ain't living no double life. Not a Clark Kent, Superman. Like, no.
Right.
Listen, this will come to forever. We already here.
Right. So I want to know, like, have you being that you pretty much just started? You know what I'm saying? Have you reached out to other MC? I mean, other DJs?
Yes.
Like I said, I had ATDL here last week, and he probably. I mean, the man got what 35 years of experience. Like, you've been doing it for way before you was even born.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, how has it been the result of trying to reach out to older DJs?
They're amazing. I don't know if it's like my energy or what, but people are actually really nice.
Yeah.
Like, because I know, like, because the thing is, like, anytime I see a DJ out there doing their thing, whatever, whether, like, I was starting or not, like, even though, like, I, you know, do my thing now, if I go out, I always show love to another DJ because I'm like, yeah. I don't know how long you've been doing this, but I know how you feel.
Right.
know how you feel. I understand, like, you know, like, when you've been doing it longer or whatever, like, you know, you can, like, kind of relax a little bit.
Right.
And then, like, with me being, like, I'm, like, super new to everything. I wanted, because the thing is, like, I have a Pioneer controller more so than, like, working on vinyl.
Right.
So, like, my next thing is, after a while, when, like, things slow down, like, you know, my job and, like, maybe, like, the DJing thing or whatever, like, in between that, I want to work with someone who does strictly vinyl because I want to be able to, like, have...
Transition to do vinyl and do...
Exactly. Like, I wanted to start with vinyl to begin with, but doing that, you actually have to, like, take time to do that.
Right.
And like with versus, you know, getting a board where you just sit there, you clip things,
and you're watching the waves. Exactly. Yeah, about last week, like, yo, when you get the waves, then you're not mess up.
I'm about to say, I'm
it's be a whole other story.
Straight up, like, I'll be sitting there wave watching like a mother. Like, I'll right. I'll be looking at the ocean, bro, the whole time. But the thing is, like, I'm not gonna sit here, like, you know, like, discredit anybody who does any of it because of the fact that every little thing that you do, whatever, there is an art, there's a structure to every little detail in DJing, whether you started with vinyls or you have controller, even like some people, whatever, like, amazingly do it from their phones and whatnot occasionally.
Right.
You know
what I mean? Right.
So it's like, there is like a trick to everything and everyone or whatever, there's always somebody who's going to one-up you in what it is that you do.
Right.
And there's always somebody that might want to learn.
Right.
Because like, I also do Sunday brunch at 926 from 11 to 3. And there's like the girl who's over at Charlotte, her son comes in a lot.
Right.
And he'll be sitting there just staring like, what does that mean? How did you do that? Like, and I'm like, well, come on, man. Let me tell you how to do it real quick. Like, oh, look, I got my first student. I ain't even been out here that long.
Right.
That made me feel good. Like some of the girls or whatever who do go-go at 9-6-6 or whatever, they, you know, brought their kids in. Their kids love it, too. So I'm just like, it's fine. I got a little baby class. I don't even know what I'm doing. But y'all look up to me. So I got to do it.
You learn when you teach.
What? Because listen, like, I'm like just recently learned about certain hotkeys or whatever. That's how new I am to all of them.
Right.
Okay? I just learned about them. And I am not ashamed to say it. Like,
right.
I'm very new into it. But the thing is, it's like, I have a lot of hunger for this.
Right.
Because you know how, like, as an artist, as a rapper, whatever, when you get hungry, you start, like, looking and searching and be like, you know what, I'm about to do all of my homework to make sure that my craft is the best.
Right.
I am the same way when it comes to DJ. And then not only that, but I also want to start, like, making beats after a while. Because, like, I used to do that all the time, but then all my computers crashed and got stolen. So, kind of, like, down that. And then I wanted to do, like, choreography and whatnot. Got a bad back, working on that, too. So, it's like, music is literally life.
Right.
Like, I mean, don't get me wrong, whatever. Every job that I do, I want to try to, like, put my best foot forward. But I know for a fact that, like, when it comes to my passion and everything like that, music rules everything.
Right.
So I'm like, I got to make it happen. And then now I got, like, kids looking up to me. I'm just like, bro, I didn't ask for this, but since we're here now.
Hey.
You feel me? I'm like, all right, so let's just go ahead and make it happen, okay? All
right, so we're going to get into a little mix. Then we're going to come back and add about some other elements that make DJ headphones. So, let's see what we got posted up. Y'all stay patient with your boy. Shout out to everybody that's watching. We appreciate y'all staying tuned. So we got Top Knot Suave and LT Terra with
Sway.
Sway.
I'm not sweet.
So much for that journalism degree. Top Knot Suave and LT Terra with We Don't Know. And then we got Seth the MC, C Red, Shot Them a Lot, and Mella Machico with Alive, produced by Backpack Beats. So
Yes,
this
shout out
is
to Backpack.
yes, pass past that. Man, my man Chicago, we miss you, bro. You know what I mean? But we're going to go ahead and get into it. Those are two tracks, and we'll be right back at you. This is The Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby.
Oh, my God.
Don't play me, little nigga. Don't play me, little nigga. These hollers come out of the exit wound bigger. My AK is Saudi Arabian, nigga. Didn't have a house, we invaded them, nigga. Watch out, look grasshopper, pass me the shotty. Put wax on your bitch like I'm Mr. Miyagi. Rub on her body while she do Pilates. My dick do karate. She call me a zombie. Whoop on the base, I'm a nut on her face. I'm a hop in the foreman like who wanna race? Pick up the pace if they open the case. I threw that boy and a dope in the lake. Hey, take a plea, I'ma go to the gate. A few months of confinement, I walk in the place. What's on my mind, I'ma wear on my face. All of these diamonds, I'm wearing the safe. Nine in my trunk on my way out of state. If I double up, I'ma go buy me a plate. Humble little nigga from humble beginnings. If I like the club, I'ma buy the space. I'ma buy Lucci a bread today. If it ain't no way, I'ma fax away. I'ma go start with my team today. Hakuna Matata, her wing away.
Who you know pop more shit like, Who you know pop more shit than us? Who you know pop more shit like, Who you know pop more shit than us? Who you know, who you know, Who you know pop more shit than us? Who you know, I'm dope in the cellars, that's white as a feather. My plug name we yellow, who grew came from Stella. Hit number one seller, make bank like a teller. I do it for fans and they talking propellers. Solving our problems with answers and digits. If that shit don't work, then the metal get twisted. That gun on my hip like a pager, so hit me. Shoot at your head into thoughts and you miss it. Big in me head to my head, ain't we missing. The mouth is a freezer, the tongue is so cold. Bust on her face, she suck it and smack it. A nasty little hoe with some white on her nose. Unload the picture, hashtag and it goes. And I know that I'm crazy, so don't get me started. Talking that shit, I would throw you a party. Then gather your crew for the dearly departed. Twisting your fate like I'm mad and Jehardy. Decided my own like I'm beating the us. Wanna be perfect, but fuck being perfect. I just want the money like Trump on the wall. He hold on nothing but what's in my drawers. I give him the D while they dribble the balls. Getting the money permitted with calls. And shit ain't no niggas, no toilet, no stalls.
On my dollies in it, yeah. On my code to finish, yeah. On some gang shit, yeah. Bang shit, yeah. While my brody's in it, yeah. On my code to finish, yeah. On some gang shit, yeah. Bang shit, yeah. While my brody's in it,
yeah. Pop more shit like, who you know pop more shit than us? Who you know pop more shit like, who you know pop more shit than us? Who you know, who you know, who you know pop more shit than us? Who you know, who you know, who you know pop more shit than us?
I wanted rap to be my job, pay the ladies bars. Rather punch these lines, instead I punch a clock. Wanna write some rhymes, not answer to a boss. Moonlight, I'd hit the stage all day, I pushed a mop. Groove take me away, in the beat I can't get lost. They make it to the top, goddamn it, gave it a shot. Bill collectors, 808s, yo, both these bitches knock. Friends claim they hold you down, dog, but they really not. But still I nod my head, gotta keep my baby fed. With covers on her bed and a pencil full of lead. To murder you instead, it's that verbal infrared. Battle you in an apron with a hairnet on my head. Yo, gotta get it in, on this water I can tread. Win the lotto, that's a bet, I will rest when I'm dead. Cause it's rap until I die, struggle but survive. I'm the illest guy alive at my fucking 9 to 5.
Sitting is a struggle, but you know I gotta hustle and I gotta work hard to survive. Cause when I hit the stage or when I write these rhymes, it's the only time I feel alive. It's getting bad, boy, baby, we don't stop. My bars go hard and these beats go knock. Work from can to can to rock and b-boy stance till I'm sitting on top of the world.
Hindsight is 2020, but I'm 0 for 10. I'm just trying to get to heaven, why go for sin? When this shit just gets too heavy, find an open pen. One of my areas for growth is being open. My spoken word is an old friend. All my secrets is kept, like Mike Check. We even sit down on the weekends and prep. I might flex, I write Rex, just to keep some peace of mind. Rest in peace to Fife, I'm getting life and beats and rhymes. I wish that I could hit the stage and just find a way to get wages. Plus kinda take us away from what's underlying our rage. I must admit, some of the pages of history got me jaded. But I'm marching every time I switch my cadence. Got the fragrance of somebody bumping Badu. Allergic to shit that's not true. Had to make some mistakes to be certain of what to not do. Surviving because I got to, rhyming because I need it. Cause every time the people see red, it's on some G shit.
Sitting is a struggle, but you know I gotta hustle and I gotta work hard to survive. Cause when I hit the stage or when I write these rhymes, it's the only time I feel alive. It's getting bad, boy, baby, we don't stop. My bars go hard and these beats go knock.
Work from can to can to rock and b-boy stance till I'm sitting on top of the world.
I used to take the grimy drive with the 9 inside of the tiny ride down 95, because I couldn't do 9 to 5s when I rapped. I kinda lied like my bread was rising high, so I guess it was childish pride. Being broke, I had tried to hide, got arrested. My investment I made to divide the pie, it got taken by law enforcement. I'm fortunate, I'm alive, I stopped dreaming and started leaning on music. Sometimes I cried, but the tears, they would never fall till my boy that I rhymed with died. I was signed, I got shelved, I got engaged, I got quiet. I dropped singles, I got single, no one cared that I retired. I got a job, I got money, I got strong, I got fire in my soul, and plus my girl came back. Now I'm higher, I got hired as a savior and a husband and a father. So some people say to speak to folks through bars is now much harder. But I promise there is nothing from this life that I would barter for a spot on any chart. I swear to God that I just started. To all my people with dearly departed dreams that deferred, and you fall asleep writing words that you want and need to be heard. And you read the comments and thoughts, and it's almost seeming absurd to be over the age of 30 and want to speak to the world. It never seems like your turn. See, you used to be loud, proud, now you sit at your cubicle checking your SoundCloud. Yes, the struggle is beautiful. It's crucial to drown out the doubters and your boss. Yes, I was lost, but I'm found now. The
sitting
present
is a struggle. You know I gotta hustle and I gotta work hard to survive. 'Cause when I hit the stage or when I write these rhymes, it's the only time I feel alive. It's getting bad, boy, baby, we don't stop. My bars go hard and these beats go knock. Work from can to can to rock and b-boy stance till I'm sitting on top of the world.
We are back. This is the Enigma Self Hour here with DJ Headphones in the building.
You know what? Who has been doing that?
I got it from Ove.
You got it from Ove?
Nove. I keep saying Ove. OVO Nove. That's like DJ Nove. Nove started doing it, but I think it's a New York thing. Like a lot of I'll let you boy. You know what I mean?
I'm not from New York.
Yeah. I give props across the Duke. I was on Nove. He kept saying, you know what I'm saying, him and Cap Six. I was like, hey, yeah, I'm picking up. I do that. Y'all can hate me later. Want to get to it, like you mentioned before, beginning of the episode, you know what I'm saying, you are transitioning in regards from a being born a female into a male. So how has that gone? Because I'm ignorant, I ain't gonna front. I try to find myself to be a liberal. I do try to have an understanding as far as much as I can, being a heterosexual male. I don't like the cis title.
Don't
feel well with me. I'm like, yo, y'all relax.
Because you don't like being called cis, that's why.
No, it's not that. I didn't even think about it. Yo, relax. Give me banned from YouTube. Only glad coming after me, man. I don't need that in. No. Yo, I was thinking about it for Christmas night. Like,
what? I'm trying to sit. Don't call me.
Y'all trying to be slick.
Don't call me. Don't do that.
Yes. Bro. So. But regardless, as much as I know, you know what I'm saying, my standpoint, right. You know what I'm saying? So, when did it start and how has the journey has been for you?
Honestly, I would say as far as, like, the start was young, it's not just, like, a me feeling. It's, like, a lot of people feel this way, but it's just, like, I guess because of everything with the LGBT community and like how like different situations are like being like publicized and they're trying like, you know, trying to get rights and everything like that. Like, it's more of an open discussion now than it ever has been.
Okay.
And the thing is like there are a lot of men and women who feel like they were born into the wrong body.
Right.
And me being one of them, because when I was little, it's like I love my mom to death.
Right.
Didn't want to be like her in any way, shape, or fashion.
Right.
And it's like all those like coming of age things, like, you know, when, you know, a girl starts, you know, like sprouting you know, like, breasts and, like, you know, when she gets her first menstrual cycle and, oh, just wait till the boys start talking to you and like, all that stuff. I'm like, I don't give a shit about none of that. I don't want that to happen to me. But then I was looking at my dad, I was like, ooh, what's next? I want it.
Right.
And it's like, all this right here, whatever. I was like, okay, we go somewhere and I have to go to the bathroom. Why are you leaving?
Right.
Well, you got to go to that one. I got to go by myself. Like, are you serious? I'm going to go in there. What's in there? I want to go. Like, it was like little stuff. I'm honestly like making it like jokingly because like before it was like a really, like, I don't know how you would say it. Like, it was like a anxiety driven situation.
Yeah.
It was like prior to me actually like starting to, I'll get into that in a sec. But prior to me actually like starting to see whatever, like whenever I did anything, I never felt comfortable in the body that I was born with.
Mm.
And it's like I've had so many like female friends, girlfriends, like, you know, like guys, like even there's some guys or whatever who would look at me like, bro, I don't understand. I'm like, what? You got eyebrows that every woman wants, you have eyelashes that every woman wants in the body or whatever that women want.
Right.
Meanwhile, bitch over here built like a bottle can and shit. Like, I'm like, I mean, I can't help that, okay? Like,
right.
This is, like, genetics did this, and technically, I don't even want it. So, like, why are you getting mad at me? Something that I didn't even ask for. And I feel like the only reason why my eyebrows look this way, one, when I was little, I was dumb, because I, like, you know, saw everybody with the flips and that shit.
Right, right,
and I was
right.
Doing it so bad, so I, like, shaved off my shit. Walking around this bit with no eyebrows over there looking like
we're like, Goldberg. Right.
So I was like, hey. But when they grew back in, I was like, I'm not touching these fish ever again. Never had to. So I was like, all right, bet. I ain't got nothing to worry about. I was like, any advice to any of you who want my eyebrows, shave your shit off.
Right.
Shave your shit off. Go yeah, for the
right,
best.
Right.
But no, like, it was just like, you know, a thing that I had been feeling forever, and I didn't know what it was. Like, whenever I got in, because I was always in, we were always in private school. So when I got in public school, whatever, you know, you can, you know, have your own clothes and whatnot. I'm like, I don't want anything girly. I want boy shorts, and I want this, I want that.
Not boy
shorts. Like, not boy shorts, like, short, but ball shorts. Thank you.
Thank hey, low.
But yeah, so like, it's just like, you know, like my mom, you know, she's like, she was okay, well, I'm gonna get you this, but I'm also gonna get you that. I'm like, all right, bet. Hardly ever wore the shit that she got me
because
I was like, I like the boy stuff better. Right. It makes me feel more comfortable. I feel more like myself. And then I got older or whatever, and I was like, okay, things are happening. I like girls. Oh, shit.
Right.
It's a lot going on here. And it's like, I'm fighting with myself in my head because I was like, okay, am I this or do I like that? I was like, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Right.
So I was like, okay, you know what? We're just going to come out. Okay? Come out. Hey, I like girls. They weren't happy about that. It's okay. We're good now. But, yeah, and then later on down the line, I was like, okay, like, no matter who I'm with, I still don't feel like me.
Mm.
Like, what the fuck is this shit? And I started talking to some of my friends or whatever, and by this time, I'm actually at TCC or whatever. And I had, you know, joined the LGBT
community group. Yeah.
And I started talking to them or whatever, and then, like, they started telling me about, like, transition and stuff like that, and I'm like, I'm here, and I'm just like, I think I get it, but I don't. And then I saw, I went to my first drag show or whatever, and I saw a trans male that was performing. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I don't get it. Like, what's going on?
Right.
And then my friend, he told me, he was like, you know, this a trans male or whatever. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Right.
And they told me what it was. I'm like, that's a thing? Like, and then later on, I had a friend come to me and actually tell me that they were transitioning and whatnot. So I'm like, what the fuck?
Right.
So this is real, real. I didn't bet. So it's like later on, whatever, and that was like, that was around 09. So I'm like, okay, I'm seeing things or whatever. And then like later on down the years, it's like unhappy relationship, uncomfortable relationship, like a whole bunch of stuff's going on in between that. And I'm like, something ain't right. So I had like a little sit down with myself, and I was like, what the fuck are you and what do you want?
Right.
And had like a whole breakdown about the situation. I was like, yeah, like when I say it, I broke down, like I was, did a lot of things that I, like, I'm not going to say that I regret, but it was a learning experience, and I know not to do that again. BT Dubs, if you have any kind of mental health, like mental, you know, health issues,
yeah,
please find help. Just put it like that.
Right.
So, you know, I had my moment or whatever, and when I came to, pretty much, I was just like, I know who I am.
Mm.
Now I just have to figure out how do I tell the world who I am.
Right.
So it's like, it was a hell of a long process. Like, and then I was like, okay, so who do I talk to about this? So I went to every trans dude I ever talked to,
mm-hmm,
and I asked them their advice on, you know, like, well, what doctor do I go to, you know, because I know I'm going to need, like, some kind of psych evaluation to make sure that I'm not losing it. You
right,
know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, I would suggest anybody, whatever, whether they're transitioning or thinking about transitioning, find a doctor that you can talk to who understands what you're going.
Right.
And I found one doctor, whatever. She kind of, you know, told me, like, you know, the things that you're thinking, whatever, they're not necessarily normal thoughts, but they're normal for your situation.
Right.
So I was like, all right, so we're going somewhere, so you understand me, so you got me, so we're here. She was like, yeah, I got you.
Right.
And like, and I talked to her about, you know, like starting a hormone treatment, which is how you, like, in a way, if you, because like, it's different because I don't know, the LGBT, they done expanded the letters.
Right, right. I don't even try to name all the letters.
Listen,
like, hey,
I'm,
I am not
LGBT, I'm going to stop right there.
TQ plus,
it's,
and yeah.
It's a lot. And I'm not saying that to, you know, like, just write everybody off, but I'm just like, I don't know all of them.
Right.
I'm not going to sit here and act like I do. I'm in the first four, and I love everybody else. That's
right,
how I'm going to put it. But, you know, like, it's a very wide spectrum, whatever. And there's some people, you know, who transition but don't necessarily make physical body changes.
Right.
And there's some people, whatever, who don't want to make those physical body changes, and that's okay, too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody, like, you're going to be who you are regardless.
And again, just go back to my understanding is everything is on the spectrum. There's different shades, different, so
yeah,
it's not just one way or the other. Even, and that's something I'm learning, not even within the transgender spectrum.
Yeah.
It's a spectrum in that, it's a sub-spectrum in that spectrum.
There's
like, everything
so
is
many.
Cut.
Like, I swear, there's so many subs in all of them.
Right.
Honestly, because like even like when you cut, like even when you come out as bisexual, are you like this kind of bisexual or that? I'm just like, I don't even know what that means. Jesus Christ! Like,
right.
Where are
you bisexual? You marry a guy? Are you bisexual?
Like,
you want to marry a woman, but you have
exactly. You know, like, and then you got like the whole. Oh my God! I'm not
right.
even gonna get it. For that. So that's gonna, you don't need a whole another segment.
Right.
All right, but basically, like, you know, within that, you know, I guess you could say, like, a subculture or whatever, like, I fall into the line of that transgender person that wants to, you know, go all the way.
Okay.
As far as, like, you know, like, having surgeries and taking testosterone, which happens to be funny because, like, I literally have my testosterone in my pocket because I still have to take my shot.
Right.
And, yeah, so, like, that is definitely, you know, a thing. And, like, and the thing is, like, it's so, like, the process is so long, but the thing is, it is so worth it.
Because
when I tell you, like, prior to right now, like, if I didn't go through with, like, you know, like, starting the process and everything like that,
right,
I would not be here.
Right.
Like, not even, like, in the headspace that I'm in, but I honestly, like, would not be here.
Mm.
So, like, the fact that I was like, I came to, I realized who I was, whatever, and I went and I made the changes in order to, like, be able to be my happiest.
Right.
And the person that I am now compared to the person that I was a couple of years ago, these are two completely different people.
Right.
Because that was a sad girl who did not know what was going on in life, didn't have any direction, anything like that. And I can tell you, like, sitting right here today, I got a whole plan for everything that I'm getting ready to do.
Mm.
So, like, yeah, like, when I say you, like, it definitely, definitely changed my life. all together. Like, I'm happy that science has come this far to make this a thing.
Right.
Because if it didn't, I wouldn't know what I would do. And I know that there's, like, statistics that are out there. I know there are books out there. I know there are people out there who don't want things like this to happen. But I'm glad it is, because there are people who came before me who didn't get to live that life.
Right.
And it's like, I don't want to, like, because it's almost like I feel, not necessarily feel obligated to live my best life because people couldn't do it.
Right.
But I feel obligated to live my best life because of the fact that we have the option to
right.
do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And you can only imagine them not having that option and just the agony.
Exactly. I know what I felt like prior to me, you know, going to these doctors and everything and getting right. that help. So I would not wish that on my worst enemy. I honestly would take back having menstrual cramps before I had to deal with that again.
Right.
Like, the whole, like, oh, well, you know, like, I feel like I made the wrong decision. I didn't. I'm so happy right now.
I didn't think about that. That was even the case. But I appreciate you giving your story.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm here for
Definitely opened my eyes up to a lot of things or whatever. Like I said, I got to admit, I'm still, like I said, I try to be as liberal as I can about it, but I still got some views that may be viewed as conservative or maybe even ignorant. But I'm a thinking man, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I understand people who deal with stuff. So I'm glad you know, story started, because that allows me to get a better understanding.
As long as you even open up to, you know, the door for the conversation, you're right. already doing that.
That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that if it does open up, people can get a better understanding of it. You know
Most
what I'm saying? And again, like, even regarding, you know, how people live their life, you know what I'm saying, as long as you living it well and it's making you happy, making you a better person, and making you, like, that's what's important. You know what I'm saying? And it's just amazing to think of you having to deal with not just having to get to know yourself, which is already a journey for anybody, you know what I'm saying, but then how that not only come to who you want to be, but then now having to get the world to understand.
And it's almost like you literally have to come out to every single person.
Right.
Like, I'm like, hi, my name is Micah, and I'm trying to play. What's up?
Right. And then they get mad. You got to know. Because
if I know, I might get shot.
Unfortunately,
but it is a thing. I'd rather put myself out there so you know who I am. I ain't got shit to hide for what? My story can help somebody else. Why the fuck would I hide it?
Exactly. So we'll go ahead and get to it. If you would let people know what you got set up in regards to where they can find you and how they can find you on the internet.
All right. So let me just go ahead and do this internet thing real quick, because I am horrible at this. Not even going to sit here and lie to you.
Also, too, just while he's getting that together, also remember that the information will be down below if you're watching the YouTube joint. So I will have all the information posted, but got to add it for the podcasters if they don't watch the YouTube joint. So
that part. All right. So I found one. Okay. Instagram, it is LZGX_DJ Headphones. That's DJ HEADPHONZE. Okay. I'm not going to say it again because I
have it writing down.
Yeah, hello. Y'all better hope I get tagged. Okay.
Right.
No, we get tagged in this. All right, let's see. Facebook, also DJ Headphones. That is it. Just DJ Headphones. If you look me up or whatever via enable system, I am definitely there.
Yeah.
I'm definitely there. So you can find me there. I do have Snapchat. Look at me. I'm with the youngest.
Hey, with the youngest.
Boy, y'all can't tell me nothing. Look at me. I'm special. Anyway. But yeah, you can also find me on there. It's also DJ Headphones. There's no underscore, no nothing. I would give y'all Twitter, but I honestly don't use it.
Yeah, I had to peep that out. I was going to try to look like,
Yeah.
So I'm going to add it anyway because I do everything, well, most of the stuff on Twitter, just to have it tagged.
I'm about to say, I'm going to start getting back on there.
I really just got back on maybe like almost a year ago.
So. Yeah, I literally got on there and I was like, hey, folks, I got something going on. Never told them what it was. And I was like, you know what? Because Instagram is so much quicker. Facebook is like on it, and Snapchat is just like, what you doing? And I'm like, oh, right. We here now.
Also, too, just let people know you be at club.
Oh, I will definitely Yes, I will definitely be at Club 926.
That's tonight. It's my mom's birthday. I'm so selfish.
It's all right.
926. It's on Tharp Street here in Tallahassee. So if you want to swing by, do that.
Oh, definitely.
So, matter of fact, you'll be heading there tonight. I will be heading to the function because I'll be doing the submissive sound. Part of my man, JC set yet again. So I'll be heading out there. So if you're interested, you can head to the function and then head to Club 926 to watch headphones do his thing.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We'll be back next week. Got my man DJ Sturm. Used to be the travel DJ for T-Pain back in the day. You know what I'm saying? My homeboy, also to his grandma, was the head of SBI FAMU, which I was a part of SBI my freshman year at FAMU. All
right.
So, got that connect. So I'm going to have my man here. We're going to chop it up with him to end DJ month, which I've had all this month in March. We have had nothing but DJs. Again, you can check out all the other 32 episodes at www.freedomtrainradio.com. All the artists who I've interviewed, you see their names, click on it, enjoy it. Also, to iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and hopefully I'm still working on getting that Spotify set up, so y'all stay tuned for that. Okay. Speaking of Spotify, you can listen to my last two projects. You can find that on all streaming apps as well. So, yeah. So, anyway, like I said, I'm going to go and join my man JC on stage. We got the song The Word, and that's what I'm going to play to end this podcast. So, yeah, welcome to the world. Come on, Willie Walk around here? Anyway, we're going to go ahead, man, and do that. So, this is the Enigma Self Hour. We'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Hey, what it do, man? It's your boy, Mr. Nolly, and you're now tuned in to Enigma Sept Hour. You got time. Nolly, wow, wow.
Because Big said it was all a dream. Made a fat nigga think that he can become king. I rap for Big Boy, I rap for Andre. I rap because the South still got something to say. I rap because these motherfuckers stay asleep. I got all of this heat and they still counting sheep. I rap because my thoughts keep me up at night. I rap because these silly niggas know that I'm nice. I rap for the pleasure, I rap for the pain. I rap because I said I never fucking rap again. I rap because Outlaw gave me the hookup. I rap because JC told me to cook up. I rap for the game, I rap for the flows, and sometimes shit, I rap for these hoes. No matter what, just know I rap from the heart. Enigma Sep will always rip these niggas apart, fucker. I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. My third eye sight got me ready to fight. Yeah, I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. My third eye sight got me ready to fight. I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. My third eye sight got me ready to fight. I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. My third eye sight. Building with the knowledge, the wisdom and understanding. Mayweather stance, punchlines, they be landing. The last Jedi, now performing a mind trick. Transformed over time, that Optimus Prime shift. On a paradigm, cause it's power to the people. In a certain White House, will it be Resident Evil? Fools want a wall, the wise building a bridge. What type of world are we really leaving the kids? So behold the rising of another dark night. Cause when I'm on the mic, my writing come into life. And if you riding with me, you want a magical bus. Cause every verse I bust and celebrate of us. Trust, the word is bomb. The songs from my palm be helping to keep calm. Cause I ain't singing nothing for you to say that it's clever. When I'm straight out of Compton, reppin' Wakanda forever. I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. My third eye sight got me ready to fight. Yeah, I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. My third eye sight got me ready to fight. I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. My third eye sight got me ready to fight. I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. My third eye sight. I'm in the limelight. My third eye sight got me, got me, got me. Yeah, I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme my tight. My third eye sight got me ready to fight. Cause I rhyme tight. My third eye sight got me ready to fight. I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. My third eye sight.